all. I have no idea what's going on. I have no idea. This is great. Debaser sounds like a Kids in the Hall theme song, doesn't it? It's great. I love it. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Wonderland Ballroom. My name is Brandon Weatherby. You have wandered into a talk show. Let's try to make the best of it, shall we? Shared experiences. This is all about a shared experience. There's not many shared experiences left anymore. Thanks, Internet. Oh, this is going to be a tough one. Wow, this is going to be a tough one. Let's just embrace it. Take it all in. You do a good show, then you get this. Just, ooh, feeling it. Feeling real good about life right now. A lot of mistakes have been made. We're trying to remedy those. It's not going to happen tonight. No. Further down the hole. Speaking of further down the hole, Madonna was the entertainment at the halftime show for the Super Bowls. You know what's good about this? I could say anything. I'm going to say... Well, I always say anything. I was walking over here with a friend of mine. I was like, yeah, the show's going really well. We've had, like, the last six shows have been packed. People have been quiet. It's going really... I can't possibly see us going backwards at all. Like, no, that can't possibly happen. Things have been going so well that you can't imagine how this feels. I like to... Who tags a bathroom? Every time I come in here, there's a new tag. Why would you write while shitting about shitting? Don't you want to just forget that? That's not an experience you want to always remember and tell the world. I'm really good at something everyone ever does. There we go. There we go, buddy. That counts as a joke. This guy, he's a brother of a friend, and he's like, this is the wrong decision to make. I don't know. And I sat so close, and I'm already making eye contact. I can't possibly move backwards. Yeah, Madonna. Let's go back to what actually planned out. Madonna was the halftime show at the Super Bowl, and I watched the Super Bowl with a delightful group of people that could care less about sports, and that actually made it really fun. I was the only one of 10 actually watching what happened on the field. And I get that. If it's not for you, it's not for you. I personally like to see future or current brain trauma happen in front of me. It's delightful. I'm a Chicago Bears fan. I'm totally down with it. The Fridge, one of the best examples of brain trauma ever. Why did I open with the Super Bowl? Anyways, let's keep going with this. But the halftime show silenced everyone. The key word here being silenced. It silenced everyone. Everyone was in shock. Like, oh, this is going to be awful. It was the opposite of awful. I'm going to say into a microphone to maybe a sixth of the room and the others that Madonna was the best halftime show ever. People come back at me. Prince was better. Prince put on a show. That's a normal Prince show. He didn't do anything special. He covered a Foo Fighters middling single. No one likes to remember that part. The Best of You, really? That's the song for the Super Bowl? I like Foo Fighters, but really. No, Madonna went all out. And I was on Twitter during the Super Bowl, and I unfollowed about half the people I follow on Twitter. This has become therapy. Why am I even doing this? Okay, let's just go fucking nuts. I've been making shit up at therapy because I don't have enough trauma in my life. I'm literally making up stories to please my therapist to show growth. That's pointless. That's $30 a session that's just down the drain. I'm taking all of your money, by the way. I really hope you keep drinking because I'm getting a cut of the bar. I don't care what happens. Go fucking nuts. Hey, everybody. Hey, hit the drum like 3 times. Shots! Everybody, let's do a shot! Yeah, shots! You pay for them. So that's what... So, Madonna, right? People are critiquing Madonna's arms. She's got weird arms. No, she doesn't have weird arms. She has fucking great arms. You just don't want to be 54 and work out. She sets a great example that none of us can live up to, yet we hate Madonna. She's great. She opens with Vogue. Vogue, a great fucking song that's 20 years old. No one's thinking about Vogue until this year when Lady Gaga covers it. She's great. The stage lights. What she stood on was lights. That's insane. She made the covers of Vogue come to life. That is fantastic. That was the first minute of a 15-minute performance that I will never forget, unlike tonight, which I will drink and forget about within an hour of this show. Philippe's the comic on the show, and he doesn't drink, and I think after tonight, we're going to be doing shots. Shots. Tonight might be the night where I get that 9/11 chant I've been wanting to get started in town. I mean, I've been trying for a year and a half now, and D.C. is a real tough town to get a 9/11 chant, but I feel like we're 30 seconds away from just a the start of a hate crime. I don't even know who the enemy is right now, but I'm pretty sure we can get there together. This is one of those shows where, like, I should have stopped five. I shouldn't have started, but let's just stretch it out. Let's go nuts. Let's make this one we write home about. Who writes letters? Good people. We should all write letters. That's what I'm trying to say. That's really what this is about, writing letters home. That's how we won World War II. People like to forget. It was the letter-writing campaigns. That's not true. What other Pixies song sounds like the Kids in the Hall song? I think most of them do. I'm going to sit down because it's going to be a while. So, don't actually play a Pixies song right now. I got to soak this in and just remember. This is one of those moments where, like, it's either going to be the suicide note or the story where, like, he realized this is how he made the right turn. I'm going with the suicide note at this part, but that's okay. We all got to kill ourselves one day. I'm going to put booze in my body to do it. You know who's not going to kill herself? Madonna. Back on track, kind of.
Something new.
Madonna did it all. After Vogue. After Vogue, she played another song of hers that no one was thinking about, and it was fantastic. She brought out LMFAO. Those are the guys in the car commercials that I'm sure all of you love the song because you're horrible, horrible people. You're the type of person that likes that song by LMFAO for non-ironic reasons. Did I just walk one of the performers? I think I just did. One down, four to go. I feel so bad for Jennifer right now. She's our first guest. Oh, and she's sick too. I can't even get her a drink to make this go down better. Oh well, let's just plow through this. I've never said that on a date. Harris liked that one. That's good. All right, moving on. This has become an Eddie Pepitone bit. I've realized that this has become an Eddie Pepitone show. This is too real. I don't want to be. I want to be as plastic as humanly possible. That got half of them. All right, we're back on track. Madonna brought out LMFAO, and they danced, and it was fantastic. They danced on bleachers because people that watch football games sit on bleachers, and I was worried for Madonna because she had crazy big heels on, and she's 54. How could this woman possibly move like that on a bleacher? My back has been hurting for 2 days. I haven't been working out. I don't have a blue-collar job. I've been doing a puzzle and leaning over my kitchen table, and my back hurts. I'm 29. She's 54. She's fantastic. But she's got weird arms. You've got weird arms. Stop tweeting about her weird arms. What happens next? Oh, I know what happens next. She gets the hipster cred. She plays a new song. Who debuts a new song at the Super Bowl? Besides me. I was at the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen. Nope, that's not going to work. All right. She brings out Nicki Minaj, someone we're going to like for 6 more months, and MIA, someone we liked 3 years ago, and they played a new song, and it was an amazing song. She stole all of Gwen Stefani's Harajuku Girls, and they danced for it, and it was fantastic. It was the start of communism in America, in Indianapolis, and I loved it. I soaked it in, like tonight. Just, give me more, because I hate myself. It was fantastic. How you doing, Lisa? Wondering why you're here. I understand. This is interesting, isn't it? They danced, you gave the finger, and people cared. You could get people angry with a simple motion. I told you that there's no God, and you're all going to die alone, but you're just happy because that LMFAO song is going to be on in about an hour. They sell cars with that commercial.
What?
I'm going to sit back down. I need to catch my breath. What are we at, minute 10? Good monologue. Good fucking monologue. Now it's become the Todd Glass show. Let's critique this more. Okay, what if I do this character, and he's some like, trying to do this thing? You're part of this. You can't deny this. None of this is getting cut either. I'm going to say your address real soon. Stop it. What does she do next? She brings out Black Jesus. If Black Jesus is maybe a dwarf, Black Jesus being CeeLo, because he's got weird arms. Look at his arms. It's great. She brings out CeeLo to play the only song that got her kicked off of a Pepsi campaign in Indianapolis. She brings out a black man to portray Jesus in a state where they are most famous for Larry Bird, a player that didn't even play for their hometown team. He found the only other racist team in the entire NBA and did really well, and Indiana still claims him in his own. It's the whitest city ever. Indianapolis. I like to think the Klan started there. I'm not sure. It makes sense to me.
not using any facts and just reason.
No? All right. So far, I've talked about the Klan, no God, and politics. What can I possibly say? More LMFAO. It's a crowd pleaser, ladies and gentlemen. I can't even think of the song. Anyways, she brings out Black Jesus, plays Like a Prayer. And it's unbelievable. It sounded better than ever. It's a 22-year-old song. And it sounded new. That's hard to do. This might be harder to do. But I think she did a great job. And people are shitting on her because she danced with a guy with shitty, weird arms. Yay for shitty, weird arms. That's my problem. I have normal, boring arms. I think if I had some weird dwarf arms and sweet caps on my teeth, we might be going a little further in life. But that's not going to happen until I make some money off of this particular show. Guys, keep drinking those shots. Let's make me some money. That one girl was giving me about 20 seconds of attention, and she decided, nope, I'm not going to do that again. I'm not getting on that bus. I'm not the type of lady that takes buses, is what she said with her eyes. So this is the best show we've ever done. I'm proud of it. This is the kid you adopt at 15. You're like, I'm going to save the orphan, and then he murders your family. Like, this is act two of Natural Born Killers, and I'm playing the role of Rodney Dangerfield without the brutal rape of Juliette Lewis. The band like that one. Nope, not even the band. All right, I've lost the band. Who could I lose yet? Anyways, speaking of Madonna, this show is exactly like Madonna's halftime show. We have CeeLo Green. We have MIA. We have the three-year-olds that sew MIA's Adidas line of shoes. We have obese people from the Midwest. Ladies and gentlemen, Ian and Nathan, play some goddamn music, gentlemen. Yep. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks for playing music that completely matches the tone of the show. How is it quiet now? Really? God damn it. No, that's good. We want it to be quiet. I should not complain. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Jennifer Vincent, everybody. Jennifer.
Hi.
You're part of DC Setlist.
I am.
What is DC Setlist?
DC Setlist is a music blog, and it's most of the action is on Facebook because that's where everybody is every day.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about music on the DC music scene, but obviously worldwide as well.
Why do you do it?
Passion of music. It's always been a part of my life. And I love social media, and so I decided to kind of marry the two.
Why do you like social media? Because right now I'm not a fan.
Really?
I'm pretty sure they're all checking in on Foursquare right now.
Well, I mean, I get it. Well, why are you not a fan? Let's start there.
Because it's like a tunnel of hate.
Ooh.
At least in my perspective. Like, there's some great people doing great things, but...
Yes.
You do it on Facebook, and I can't imagine doing it just on Facebook.
Well, you know, I get that, but I think like anything that's great, there are going to be pros and cons. So.
Yeah? What's the biggest con?
The Hall of Hate.
Yeah.
What did you just call it?
That's good. Hall of Hate actually sounds better.
Or the Waterfall of Hate.
The water, like TLC.
Yes. Don't go chasing waterfalls.
That's true, because that's a song about AIDS. Did you know that?
I did.
Yeah. Let's talk more about AIDS songs.
Let's not.
That's okay. That's fine. Moving on from AIDS songs.
Let's
nope.
Keep it,
that
let's
didn't.
Keep it positive.
Nope. Sorry. What did you say?
Nothing.
That's for the best. Okay. Why did you start this? You love social media. You love music.
I do.
People do both, but they don't do anything with that love.
I don't know. It just. I wanted to have. Actually, I was. I had made a career change, and I was looking to get into social media. I thought it would be good to have a living project kind of on the side. And so I thought, well, what do I love? I love music. And I'm there at the shows anyway, and I'm taking pictures, and I'm reading.
What kind of shows?
So, you know, on the DC music scene, I really do love Thievery Corporation.
Okay.
Old school, DC, they've been here forever. Absolutely love their shows live. And what's wonderful is each of the artists in the band, so many of them have their own projects going. I mean... You know, there's a big reggae vibe, there's a hip-hop vibe.
So you're not limiting yourself to genre?
Wait, what'd you say?
You're not limiting yourself to genre. You'll see anything.
I will. No, okay. I'm a huge hip-hop fan. I really am open.
That's great.
A lot of great bands out there right now.
How long have you been doing this?
DC Setlist, about a year and a half.
Okay, yeah. Wait till you do it 5 years. I don't think you'll be nearly as open to money and music. What's your biggest discovery in the past year?
You know, I think Little Dragon.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of them?
I've heard of, but I haven't heard.
They're awesome.
What are they?
They are a Swedish band.
Okay.
And they have this killer song, the killer track that I love called Ritual Union.
Okay.
They played a really hot show at 930 Club this year. 930 happens to be my favorite venue in D.C.
Why is 930 your favorite venue?
Well, I mean, it is the best club if you want to see music. I'm sorry, on the East Coast.
Really?
Sure.
What makes it so good? Is it just the sound? Is it the staff?
Sound is amazing. The size is perfect. There isn't a bad spot in the club to be seeing music. Have you been there?
I've been. Yeah. It's just a little bit too large for me.
You're kidding, really?
No, absolutely not. I'm not joking. I like.
I'm surprised.
I like really small venues, like houses or like, I don't know, Velvet Lounge when there's like a decent band playing.
Yeah, but you're not going to get certain acts at Velvet Lounge. So.
No. You're not going to get Thievery Corporation, but you're going to see the band that's only been together for like 6 months that are like super passionate about it. And like, you're not going to see that at 930 Club. And that, there's nothing wrong with that.
You will. You'll see
you
that
will?
As well.
Okay. Who is a local act besides Thievery Corporation that you really like?
I like US Royalty a lot.
Okay.
Have you heard of them?
I have heard of them. Haven't they moved though? I think they're a Brooklyn band now.
No.
They're,
oh, absolutely not.
I apologize.
They
I take
are
that back
here
completely.
In Washington, D.C., yeah.
Okay.
No, they're great.
What do you hope to accomplish with D.C. Setlist?
You know, that's a great question right now. Right now, I'm just kind of focusing on doing a lot of Q&As with local artists, producers, writers, as well as international. We just interviewed E. Yang Bassi, who is... one of Moby's singers. She just,
okay. Oh, yeah, yes. I read that. Isn't she from here?
No, she's from Brooklyn.
Okay, I apologize. Yeah. Everyone's from Brooklyn.
Yeah, I know.
Would you move to Brooklyn?
She's fantastic. I used to live in New York.
Really?
I lived in Manhattan.
Why did you move?
I wanted to change. I'd been in D.C. a while and just woke up one day and was like, it's time.
So makes sense.
So I did my New York chapter and it was fab.
So you've been doing this for a year and a half. You're slowly branching out.
I am.
Where's next?
You know, a lot of people, especially in the creative community here in Washington, are doing Kickstarter programs.
What do you think of Kickstarter?
Well, again, pros and cons to everything. I think they're great for artists who are trying to make a film or get an album created. It's a really interesting idea. The only problem with it that I see so far is that people are kind of getting inundated with Kickstarters.
Yeah.
So I've already experienced in trying to help, because, you know, you just want to help local artists.
Yeah, of course.
You want to help people get the word out, and your first instinct is, cool, we'll post, we'll get it out,
yeah.
You know, we'll help you. But you can't do that every week, you know?
It's sad because we're at a level where, like, I respect so many people, and there's, like, two new ones a week, and it's like, no, I can't do anything. I'm broke.
Yeah, I know.
By the way, we're going to have a Kickstarter in April. Yeah,
you
we're going to do a Kickstarter in April.
Oh, that's great.
No, I'm lying, but we really should. I feel like this is the beginning.
Like, post about it.
Please do. This is the beginning of one of those short films that no one sees. That's how this entire show feels. I apologize to you completely.
It's okay.
What do you think about the show? How could I make it better? Time to critique. This has become a master's class.
I'm actually having a lot of fun right now. I agree with you. It is like the beginning of an indie film that may or may not get made.
Yeah, this is the first act of Richard Linklater's Slacker, but this is the part where the camera is muted and no one could hear this.
I'm having a good time.
I'm glad you are.
Yeah,
how do you feel? You were sick.
I was. I was in the hospital Wednesday.
What happened? Is it okay to ask? You could lie if you feel uncomfortable.
There's a really bad virus going around, a flu.
A really bad virus that has something to do with TLC's Waterfalls.
Doesn't.
Good. That's good that it doesn't.
Thank you for spreading rumors.
I'm not spreading. I completely shut it down before it started. Listen, everybody, if you get the AIDS, it's fine. Just get rich like magic. That's fair.
Awful.
No. If you're rich, AIDS is not a killable disease.
Moving on.
You're better than this and me. When you go to a show, you haven't seen the band, what is the one thing you want to see from that band? In other words, how do they make a show not boring?
That's a great question because it depends on the genre. It depends also on the crowd that's there to see them. how they interact with each other. I mean, I guess any band you want to go see live, you want them to bring it. I mean, bring the passion. Like, I don't care if there are two people in the room. Do it like there are 80,000 in your...
I think I did tonight like it was 80,000 people.
I think you did too. Well done, my friend.
No, that's different than well done.
That was proper.
It's the opposite.
You two look familiar. I feel like I've seen you guys in a band locally.
Ian is in Lenorable.
I knew it. Yes, of course. At the Dunes, by the way. That's a great spot to go see live music. I always like to plug local people.
I will be hosting a show at the Dunes on the 29th.
Fantastic. Oh, that's great.
It will be not as loud as this. and Nathan is in... He plays with Aaron Thompson.
I knew it. Yes.
And he also plays with Washerwoman.
Okay.
Formerly Phonic Riot.
Excellent.
So that's how you might know them.
Nice.
Neither of them sound anything like Thievery Corporation.
They don't, but that's okay.
That is okay.
We like all types of music.
We're, once again, totally different people.
That's really? What kind of music do you like?
The Stooges. The older I get,
older
I get, the less I care about
Iggy Pop.
Anything but like the Stooges and Howlin' Wolf. I want to see someone that might stab themselves on a stage.
Did you say Howlin' Wolf?
Howlin' Wolf, yes.
I'm a huge blues man.
I like to see any 300-pound band that's jumping on a bar and essentially doing the worm in 1950 and harassing people. That's my guy.
R.L. Burnside. Anyone on Fat Possum Records. The Black Keys.
You like the Black Keys? Are you going to see them at the Verizon Center?
I don't have tickets yet, but I'm sure I can get them.
Ooh, someone's bragging.
No.
By the way, kids, if you want to see any show for free, write a promoter or a publicist and just say you're blah, 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 and you'll get them. They don't care or check. It's fine. I haven't paid for a show in a long time, unless
Inside
it's a friend's.
Trick.
Oh, yeah, it's very easy. And the turnover is so quick, you'll never get caught. I highly endorse stealing from the music industry. Final question, anything people should know about DC Setlist? How do you want people to find out about you? You are on Facebook, you want fan page likes and all that stuff?
Yeah, like me.
Okay, that's easy to do. DC Setlist, we're going to end this interview with a question from the Book of Questions, Love and Sex by Gregory Stock, PhD.
Fair enough.
Feel free to lie.
Okay.
If you feel uncomfortable, just lie. It's totally fine. You need to pick a number between 86 and 226.
All right.
Pick a number between 86 and 226.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're great.
How about 90?
90. That's a very fair number. Why 1990? Why did I add 19?
Is that a year?
Yes, that's the year the Bash Brothers were very popular. Do you know who the Bash Brothers are?
I have no idea.
That's Mark McGuire and Jose Canseco. They batted 3-4 for the Oakland Athletics. They were called the Bash Brothers because they would always drive in each other's based on home runs because they're very good at hitting, and they also shot each other in the butt with steroids. That's the theme of 2012, the Bash Brothers. 90s take, and you get 87. If one day you were to learn that several years earlier your spouse had deceived you by having a brief affair, how do you think it would change your relationship?
I think it'd be over.
That's a completely reasonable and fair answer.
I don't know. It depends. I mean, I'm being a bit cheeky, but...
That's not cheeky. That's reasonable.
Yeah,
why is it? I think cheeky would be like, I'd fuck him or her too. You know what I mean? Like, that'd be cheeky. Don't do that.
I think that's my answer.
That's a very... I should learn from that advice and close the show, but we're doing the exact opposite. We're just laying track for anger. It's going to be great. Well, thanks for doing this.
Thank you for having me. It's been very nice.
Wasn't it a thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a thing.
It really was.
Oh, God.
I feel good about it.
Good. One of us needs to. All right, people can find them on DC Setlist. Just go to Facebook and then put in DC Setlist and they'll find you. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, play her off. Philippe Schaefer, everybody! Philippe!
Hey, guys, how you guys doing? Hey, shh. I wear headphones on the metro now just so people will not talk to me. And people still do, so I realize the best thing to do if you really don't want people to talk to you is put your headphones on and then let the cord dangle free, not attached to anything. You just bob your head like you're listening to music. Every once in a while, just go, Jesus, oh, Jesus. do a little one of these. Getting anywhere in the city is really, really annoying. Am I right, guys? Yeah. You guys been ever trying to park somewhere and there's somebody standing in the parking spot trying to save it for a friend? I was trying to park in D.C. the other night and there was this girl standing in the spot. And my first thought was, oh, wait a second. You know what? I have a car. I'm just going to run her over. What the fuck is she thinking? So I started backing into the spot fully intent on running her over. She was going to die if she didn't move. I swear to God. And I got like 80% in, and she was like, hey, I'm saving it for somebody. I was like, yeah, I know that. Of course I know that. Like, my friends do that for me too, but this is how it works. You only put your friend there to scare away all the weak-minded drivers, and you hope that some guy like me doesn't come and take the spot from you, because you're in the way of my car. Think about it. What if you're going to walk into the bathroom, you get there, and there's somebody standing at the urinal saving it for his friends? There would be some people that just walk by, but there's going to be that one asshole who just whips his dick out and starts peeing. Because you're in the way. You know, I used to make a lot of money. This is a very welcome change to all that. You know, I'm very, very jealous of women, mostly because of their public bathrooms. Did you know that some women's bathrooms have couches in them? They do, yeah. They have all this cool stuff. Like, I get couches and roller coasters. There's like a jazz band in the middle. Popcorn machine in the corner. You know, women don't poop, so there's no toilet, so I guess there's room for all that. See, guys, we can't have any of that stuff in our bathroom. You know why? Because we pee on everything, and we're proud of it. Right? There was a popcorn machine in a guy's bathroom. A guy would come out and be like, see that popcorn machine in there? Yeah, I peed in it. Ruin it for everybody. I do online dating. Anybody? Nobody. You know, I recognize all you guys from OKCupid. Look up here. You know what? I do it because I'm trying to find a girl like me. You know, I can be a little bit crazy, but there's some things that I just don't do. Like, I don't drink or watch TV. And I put that on my online dating profile. I was like, yeah, I don't drink or watch TV. But then I got this massive influx of messages from girls who really love Jesus and don't have sex. I was like, you know, it's not quite the direction that I really want to be going here. So I changed it up a little bit. I was like, yeah, I don't drink or watch TV, but I fuck. And that stopped the messages from the girls who love Jesus, yes, as well as the messages from all the other girls. And I use OKCupid. On OKCupid, there's all these questions you got to fill out. And one of the questions is, I'm really good at blank. And girls who usually put stuff like, I'm really good at cooking, or I'm really good at soccer, or something like that. This one girl decided to put, I'm really good at having a good time. Which I don't know why you would put that. Doesn't even make sense. Like, if you go out at night and you see a group of girls having fun, what would you say? Oh my God, look at that group of girls. They're having such a good time. And they're so good at it. Oh my God. They definitely drink and watch TV. The first date I went on, this is just going swimmingly. The first date I went on when I did online dating, it was a little shaky. It was a little rough. Like, it was going well, but then, like, in the first 5 minutes, the girl thought it'd be a good idea if she asked me what my GPA was in college. I don't know what's wrong with girls in D.C., but you know what? There's a couple of questions that I want to know, just a couple of things. If I could get your ex-boyfriend on the line for, like, a couple of minutes, there's some things that I want to know. There's a couple of questions, like, what's her drunk-to-cry ratio? I feel like that's very important when you're going out with a girl. Plus, I don't really care if she's a slut. I just wanted to admit to all the guys she's been with. We'll call that actual dick versus predicted dick. You know, the standard dick deviation. I guess none of you guys took statistics in college. That's good. This is good. Yes. One thing I learned doing online dating, there are three different ways to spell the word there. And girls think it's very unattractive if you don't know the difference. Like, girls will put on their profile, I don't want you to message me if you don't know the difference between there, and there. I just won't read it. How does that work? Why is it? It makes it sound like that's the only thing that you think that is attractive about men. Like, I don't understand that. How would that message go? Oh my God, this guy, he's unemployed and he lives with his parents, but not once through the entire message did he confuse a possessive pronoun with an adverb. It made me so wet. Let's change directions. You know what? I'm friends with a lot of dumb girls on Facebook. We'll do another poll. Anybody? No? All right. That's fun. And a lot of them have this quote that I really, really don't like. It's a Marilyn Monroe quote I'm sure some of you have seen before. It goes a little something like this. Yeah.
I'm selfish, impatient, insecure. Mm. But if you can't handle me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best. Yeah.
I love how girls assume that we still want you after all those positive qualities that you just listed there. I guess girls think it's okay because Marilyn Monroe said it, like she's the shining fucking example of how to behave as a woman. Handle me at my worst. Didn't Marilyn Monroe kill herself? She couldn't even handle herself at her worst. Can we get a new role model, ladies? All right. I'm actually Jewish, everybody. Yeah, clap it up, clap it up, yeah. I had my first run-in with anti-Semitism a little while ago. I was at a bar out in Georgetown, and I saw this really, really cute girl. So I went up to talk to her, and she had an accent. I was like, oh, where are you from? And she's like, yes, I am from Spain, because they lisp for some reason. And she took a look at me, and she's like, you look ethnic. Where are you from? I'm from Egypt. And she said, oh, fuck Jews. I'm glad the drummer is listening. That's good. And I was like, I'm Jewish. Why would you say that? And she's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I thought everybody from Egypt hated Jews, so I said that so you would like me. I love how she's trying to seduce me with anti-Semitism. That's just precious in my mind. You know what? I'm going to tell one more joke.
Do it, buddy.
Yes. You guys know what feng shui is? Yes. I used to work with a feng shui expert, and I didn't know what it was. I had to ask her. I was like, can you tell me about feng shui? The only thing I know about it, you know, you put your couch and your TV in a certain spot in your house. It makes you smile real big. And she was like, oh, my God, it's so much more than that. Did you know that your house has a horoscope and it has a personality? Did you know that where you sleep in your house determines how much money you make? I was like, I sleep in my parents' house. What does that say about how much money I make? Maybe she knows what she's talking about. I don't know. You know, they have feng shui for your personal life. So if you're single and you want to be in a relationship, you should just act like you're already in one. For example, they say you should put a picture next to your bed of yourself and the person that you want to be in a relationship with. Right, because the best thing to do if you bring a girl home to your house for the first time is for her to see a picture of herself already framed next to your bed. Be like, no, baby, I swear this is not creepy. The ancient Chinese philosophy on furniture placement told me this would make you love me. Please stop screaming. You might wake my parents up. All right, my name is Philippe. Thank you guys for listening. Woo!
Now you can vent. What's up, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Good.
That was an excellent experience.
Wasn't it?
I'm glad I came.
Will you ever forget it?
Yes.
Good, good. You're going to be fine. Just forget it. Do you think that doing shows like this makes you a better performer or more likely to kill yourself?
I think it makes me a better performer.
Good. How do I do that? How do I get that in my head instead of the other part?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's going
to
be a tough one.
I try to just ignore it. Just ignore the pain.
Yeah. How long have you been doing this?
2 years.
2 years? How old are you?
25.
That's good. Why'd you start?
I just wanted to do it. I just got better and better at it. Just
good,
figured.
Good answer.
I didn't like my desk job.
What was your desk job? You joked about making a lot of money before.
Yeah, I worked at a defense contractor doing operations and engineering.
That sounds evil.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it fun?
It was all right.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you have a day job now?
Yeah, I do.
Is it the same thing?
No, I substitute teach during the day.
That's nice.
I also teach fitness classes. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's good. It's a fun time.
I make fun of you all the time because you don't drink.
Yeah.
Would you possibly drink tonight?
Maybe I'll do a shot.
There you go.
Yeah.
No, that's not a. Why are we cheering? L'chaim. That's a thing. Thanks for doing this.
No problem. I appreciate it.
All right, we have to end this interview because there's so much more show to go. How you doing, buddy?
Bring on the love and sex questions.
There we go. I need you to pick a number between 99 and 226.
Let's go with 226.
Good answer. Thanks for listening to it, too. I appreciate that.
Yes.
I'm serious. All right, Philippe. How often did people mispronounce your name as a child?
Not very often, actually.
Good. Okay.
Because people would just go with Phil if they didn't know how to pronounce it.
Do you go with Phil or no?
No.
Good answer. Yeah. Did you go with Phil before Dr. Phil?
No.
Okay, good. 226. In the early phases of a romance, how much are you influenced by your friends and family's opinions of your potential partner?
Nothing.
That's a great answer. Yeah. Where can people find you?
They can find me all around D.C. I'll be at the Arlington Draft House on Saturday. You can come
as in tomorrow?
That is tomorrow. That I will be in the later. Side room doing the show.
Oh, okay, yes. Cool. Yeah, yeah. Philippe is good. He's all around D.C. Do you want people to find you on Facebook, or do you care?
Find me on Facebook. My name is Philippe Schaefer.
Philippe Schaefer.
Check it out.
Thank you so much for doing Woo-hoo! This. Play him out, gentlemen. Philippe Schaefer. On.
Whoa.
Who are you?
Whoa.
Who are you?
They can't see me, Brandon.
No one in the room could see you.
Only
I can see
you.
Wait. Stop it. Who are you?
I'm a ghost.
Ghosts don't exist.
Ask the members of your band if they could see me.
You could see the guy with the microphone.
What? That microphone is floating in front of
There's not a float. You guys are just high. You get high before every show. It's fine. But you don't. There's a guy here with a microphone. He's acting like a big dick.
Brandon, I am the ghost of comedy.
What?
I come and haunt all of those who die in comedy.
That makes complete sense, actually.
I was the first comedy-related death in history.
Wow, how old were you? When did you die, I should say?
I died in 1903.
Wow, so you've been a ghost for almost 100, more than 100 years.
Time is relative, Brandon. Time is relative.
All right.
A human construct.
Well, yeah, but I'm a human.
You are a human. But soon you will die.
Oh,
Brandon.
Good. Thank you. Good. Am I going to do it or are you going to do it?
I will bring you into the netherworld, Brandon.
How soon can we do this?
Before the end of the show.
Oh, that's
Brandon.
Great. Thank you so much, Ghost of Comedy.
I've been walking around this city, Brandon.
Okay.
And I've seen signs everywhere.
What do the signs say?
The president is issuing a ghost protocol.
What? Are you here on a ghost protocol?
An impossible mission, some might say.
Wow!
I am here on a ghost protocol, Brandon.
Am I the ghost protocol?
You are the target of my ghost protocol.
I didn't even know the president was involved.
The president can see ghosts.
Oh, so it's only the president and me.
But only when the president is in office.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then ghosts appear to those that they want to see.
All right. That seemed to be going somewhere and then just didn't. All right, so this is your ghost protocol. You've seen me. Now what's the next step?
So, Brandon.
Yes.
I need you to help me.
Okay.
Ghosts are kind of pissed off right now.
Why? Why are ghosts pissed off right now?
Because vampires are the scary thing that everyone seems to be enthralled with.
I just don't think there are any attractive ghosts. That's their problem.
But don't you know that vampires are lame, Brandon?
I agree, but so what? What am I supposed to do about that?
Ghosts are very scary.
Okay, you're scary. So what?
The first rule of ghost protocol. No ghost can ever say sorry, much like the Fonz.
Wait.
Who was a famous ghost.
Wait, the Fonz was a ghost?
because he could never say sorry, and his office was in a bathroom.
Where's your office?
My office is in a WNBA locker room.
Wait a second. So you're a ghost on a ghost protocol, and your office is a WNBA locker room.
Yes. Something about those women just does it for me.
Are you sexually attracted to the women of the WNBA?
Incredibly sexually attracted.
Well, what does it for you?
Well, when I was a small ghost...
Wait, ghosts grow?
Of course.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ghosts grow like any living people.
But you're not living.
No, I have passed on to the nether region.
All right, let's get back to why you find WNBA players attractive.
When I was a small ghost,
okay,
my nanny used to stand above me.
So far, so good.
And I found her incredibly arousing.
So it was more like not all ghosts are attracted to very tall women. It's just more of a... You, the particular ghost of comedy, is attracted to small
no,
women.
No, all ghosts are into their own things,
that
Brad.
Makes sense. So to each their own.
What is that?
What are you doing under my desk/table?
No one can see me under your desk except
I can see
you.
This is haunting me. This will actually haunt me. So besides killing myself, what do you want me to do?
Brandon... What does any comedy performer want?
Silence.
Love and acceptance from the crowd.
I'm not going to get either of those, though.
I think, Brandon, we can get this room of indifferent, spooky people to come around and to love and accept you.
Really?
Yes.
Well, how do I do it? What do I need to do?
You have to go up to all of them. And kiss them on the armpit.
What? I can't do that.
Yes, you can. In a ghost protocol, you can.
I don't think that's consensual in any way.
Who said anything about consensual?
I don't like you right now.
I'm a scary ghost.
You are. Are you sure you're just not a rapist with a cloak on or something?
I'm not wearing a cloak. I'm wearing ghost clothes.
Well, I don't want to kiss everyone's armpits. I'm sorry, ghost.
All right, well, here's the next thing I'd like you to do.
What is that?
Whisper in each of their ears a lyric of a James Blunt song.
I don't know any James Blunt.
The spookiest James Blunt song that you know.
I don't know any James Blunt.
Have you ever heard the James Blunt song Macarena?
I don't think that was James.
The scariest song ever written.
Listen, I know that time is relative to you, but I'm pretty sure those artists are like 8 years apart.
Yes. I didn't listen to that last thing you said because I have ghost attention deficit disorder.
Well, I could promise you, without a doubt, I will kill myself at the end of this show.
But Brandon...
Oh, what?
There's one last thing I need you to do so that my spirit can rest in the comedy heaven.
Sure.
I need you to stop.
Done.
I need you to stop all of your spooky dreams of talk show stardom.
I think that's working.
I need you to go to your nearest Staples office supply store.
All right.
And ask for an assistant managership.
I don't want to. I'd rather kill myself. Can't I just kill myself?
No, because if you kill yourself... Then you become a ghost protocol.
All right.
Nothing we have said in the last 20 minutes has made any sense.
No, you're right, ghost.
Did I tell you I met Richard Pryor the other
day. Oh, really? How's he doing?
He's doing much better.
What kind of material is he working on?
He's also a ghost.
Oh, cool.
But he haunts jazz clubs.
Ooh.
But unfortunately, there are no more jazz clubs to haunt.
So he just hangs out outside of regular clubs?
Yes.
All right, that made sense.
I also haunt the guy Christian Odejay.
I don't know who that is.
The founder of Ed Hardy, the spookiest clothing line known to man.
What's the spookiest clothing line known to ghosts?
The spookiest clothing line known to ghosts is Hollister.
Oh!
You can't look like you're at the beach always.
That's a good point, ghost.
Sometimes you have to go to other places.
Like that Staples I have to assistant manage.
Your future awaits you, Brandon.
Oh, no. I think I'm going to become a ghost protocol instead. Is that okay with you?
You can become a ghost protocol, but you have to move in to the locker room of the New York Liberty.
That's fine. I'll relocate.
All right, I'll see you later.
I'll see you later, ghost.
This is one of the most pointless experiences of my entire life.
That's your life ended.
My entire ghost life.
Fair enough. Ladies and gentlemen.
Quick. Good point. Ghost, play me off.
Ghost dad, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, Harris Face.
Hey, what's up, guys? My name is Harris Face. Thanks, Brandon. I'm getting closer to salvation. Oh, it's the biggest scam I heard in a long time. Oh, well, I don't think you're that conceited love to say worship me in every little word I may or may not have written a book or else to make you feel the pain. It's getting closer to the rapture. But if you made us, Lord, who made you? And if you're my father and you own me, then I own a piece of you. And together, you and I can see. Take off your shoes, put on your feet. Take off your shoes, put on your feet. Take off your shoes, put on. Take off your shoes, put on your feet. The real world, no hocus pocus anymore. 'Cause being close with your world beats any old blind faith. And you wouldn't throw a good life away. Take off your shoes, put on your feet. Take off your shoes, put on your feet. Take off your shoes, put on. Take off your shoes, put on your feet. I'm getting close.
So your guys' job is way harder than me. If I don't want to talk, I don't have to. I can just start playing the next song. My next song is called Role Model. It takes a true role model to hit the bottom. It takes the bravest of soldiers to shut up when he hits the ground. It takes a true role model to hit the bottom. It takes a true role model to hit the bottom. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Well, you're an honest young man with the hops of the world on your breath. And the radio silence is killed for all your friends. It takes a true role model to hit the bottom. It's a true role model to hit the bottom. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh. And there's no sense to admit that you're down for the count. And the pain isn't real till you say it out loud. It feels like coming out to some God-fearing, fire-breathing church in the South. It takes a true role model. It takes a true role model to hit the bottom. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, would you cover for me as I slip off the grid and we all gather round? As we all gather round. Well, it's true looking back, the signs were all there, the flags were all red, but you're back on the air. It takes a talker to hang up the phone. It takes a real man to tell you wrong. It takes a true role model. Takes a true role model to hit the bottom. Takes a true role model to hit the bottom. My name is Harris Face. I'm a DC singer-songwriter. I'm actually playing a show here downstairs at Wonderland Ballroom, first Sunday of March. And you can find me online at facebook.com/HarrisFace. I'm in the middle of recording an album right now. I'm going to play a song from it. It's a drinking song. I started writing it in a Four Loko hangover. It's called Misconnections. I bought a nice guitar and I whipped it out on stage just like a star. Pair of eyes looking back at me, and I wandered over afterwards to see who could it be. She was taking a boy from Baltimore, and he fought great number of words, and I probably took back a number of words, and I tipped my hat to say you never heard anything. Well, the incident don't bother me no more. Hang another misconnection on the door. Break it down. I would stop, I'd start gobbling chips till I see a smile that melts me where I sit. And I can't forget the way she said her name. And I felt the spark, lost it when she said, I got to go. Well, the incident don't bother me no more. Hang another misconnection on the door. Well, the incident don't bother me no more. Hang another misconnection on the door. And break it down. With a strange taste of liquor on my breath. And an empty can of Polo good to thank. Maybe I met a girl last night again. I ran home to avoid my fate. Before I knew it, I was on a date. But I just wasn't feeling it that day. But I backed away, planned my escape. You could say we're all a little cold-hearted. You could also say we don't know what we want. And sometimes our imagination runs away. And sometimes we're just a little off that day. And sometimes it takes a lot to admit we're no destiny to say whatever. Get together. Bring it down.
All right, you guys, that's a wrap. Thanks for coming out. Thanks to Brandon. It's been a great show.